This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Kelly, I noticed something at the gym that everyone's doing and I'm not doing.
Okay.
And I want to know if I'm in the wrong here.
Taking selfies.
No, it's not taking selfies, but yes, everyone is doing that and I'm not doing that. In the men's locker room, everyone that showers after the gym in the locker room showers.
I'm getting nervous. Uh-huh.
Should I just pause it here for a second? No. Let you use your imagination.
What are we going to talk about?
Is wearing flip-flops.
Oh, okay.
Everyone that showers in the men's locker rooms is wearing flip-flops.
You don't?
I do not wear flip-flops.
Oh.
Am I a dirtbag? I'm getting concerned. I'm getting worried. Am I missing something? Can you get some foot fungus? Because
yes.
I don't shower. I thought the water itself from the shower cleaned it. I thought the staff members cleaned the shower. I didn't think you have to actually wear flip-flops to shower.
Do you walk around barefoot in the locker room?
I do.
Oh.
I go in the steam room barefoot. I go in the sauna barefoot.
No.
Do you wear flip-flops in the steam room?
Yes.
I don't wear them anywhere. I'm bare feet. I'm barefooted.
You are the reason why everybody else is wearing flip-flops then. Yes, you are a dirtbag. 100%. Yes. There's
Hang
like
on a
athlete's
second.
Foot and stuff. Ew, you can get like fungus and nasty stuff.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You in the shower and the ladies' locker room at the gym, you'll be wearing flip-flops if you do have to shower at some
yes.
point.
Yes, if I am in a shower at the gym, at Stagecoach, they have the big shower trailers. Even when we go to the river, they have like, you know, the big showers, the public showers, everybody. I always wear my flip-flops. You don't know what you're standing in.
Oh, I'm barefooted.
You don't know what the person before you who showered in there was doing in said shower, and now your toes are all up in it?
I assume the water washed the residue away, or bacteria away, or the fungus away.
Ignorance is bliss, but
Well, it's not ignorant anymore, because now I've noticed people doing it. And the steam room, sauna, you still wear shoes.
Yes.
That makes you, it just feels weird.
No.
Oh my gosh, you're looking at me, you're giving me that look. That look
I'll be honest.
I don't know if I could work with you anymore.
I'm a little disgusted. Yeah. You keep your feet on that side of the counter.
I don't even know if I should have brought this up. There's got to be someone that agrees with me.
I don't think so. I'm going to say you are going to be wildly blown away at everybody who's going to agree. You wear flip-flops in a public shower.
Okay, let us know. Do you wear flip-flops in the public shower? 888-431-3764. I feel
Can
so
I
dirty.
Can I see your toes?
No.
I don't want to.
She was dressed.
Well, guy's losing friends this morning after admitting that he doesn't wear sandals in a public shower. That is gross. I 100% agree with the 909 that says, bro, you are a trash ball.
Yeah. Kelly, I'm getting crucified. I dislike everyone right now in the IE.
That's your fault.
And I want to go home.
That's
I want you to finish the show.
You're gross.
Listen to some of these texts I'm getting from people. Guy, I thought of you as my bro, but now that you said you walk around barefoot in public areas, I'm breaking up with you, man. Bye.
626 says, this is one of the grossest stories I've ever heard. You don't know what people are doing in that bathroom, and you're going to walk around in it barefoot? Disgusting.
Someone just writes, are you serious?
Jessica in Redlands, do you wear sandals when you're in a public shower?
Of course.
She even laughed, Guy. She said, of course, like everybody knows that. Guy doesn't. Isn't that gross? She's judging. Jessica is definitely judging you.
I feel like the whole IE's judging me right now.
Yeah, I bet so, yeah.
951 says, even in military boot camp, we are required to wear shower shoes. Foot fungus can survive for days in a shower without proper sanitizing.
I wish I never brought this up. I would have gone around wearing bare feet. I don't care anymore. 840 says, Dirtbag. No wonder you're a single guy. Just kidding. But yeah, invest in some shower shoes. That's like walking around bare feet everywhere. Disgusting.
951 says, I'm listening and I'm a science teacher. I want to tell you that fungi likes warm, humid environments. Like everywhere you're walking around barefoot, guy.
I thought a locker room shower. I thought the staff clean it. I thought the water dries it off. I'm not saying I'll do it at like a, you know, a dirty festival. I meant like a gym locker room shower. I wear bare feet, or a steam room. I wear bare feet. I thought it's all sanitized.
I think that's worse than walking around a festival.
This is
barefoot.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
All right. Public showers.
Get that
anybody?
Off your face.
I'm grossed out right now. Anybody on guys' side? Do you walk around barefoot in a public shower? 888-431-3764.
Then you in my arms with my eyes on.
Well, in the last 20 minutes, we discovered that I'm a dirtbag.
We already knew that, but this is a new level of dirtbag.
I'm probably never going to get a date again. All because I said that when I'm at the gym, in the male locker rooms, I don't wear flip-flops in the shower or the steam room or the sauna. And I noticed other people do. Apparently, that's the grossest thing in the world. What I've been called is absolutely unbelievable.
Even the 951 says, hey, guy, there's a reason it's called athlete's foot. Just saying, have a good day.
Hey, out of all these text messages, I have found one or two fellow dirtbags that agree with me.
Okay.
I'm on team guy. I never wear flip-flops at the gym because I've fallen before and I always practice very good foot care. Don't let them get to you, guy. Another one, 840. Guy, this will be our dirty little secret. I do it too. I'm barefoot all the time. It's the wild child in me.
Did you see the follow-up text message to that one too?
Oh, no, I didn't. What?
Leah in Redlands, single.
Oh, so she wrote that?
You guys could go be dirt bags together.
There we are.
You could have even more dirty little secrets together. Maybe you guys could go get a pedicure together.
You're getting carried away.
No.
But I appreciate her sticking up for me because I've been called all sorts of stuff and no one's going to look at me the same again.
I love this. 714 gives you a list of no-fly zones for your feet, okay? Your feet need to have some type of footwear on them. Campgrounds, gyms, and county jails. So keep that in mind in case you ever go to jail.
Okay. Can you stop laughing?
No.
How are we comparing jails and, like, music festivals to a locker room? This is a locker room. It's pretty well sanitized. It's a gym.
Well, like the 951 points out, says, guy, do you ever see them actually clean the shower? And do you think they actually clean the shower after every person? No, typically they do it at the end of the night, which means there's probably 100 people doing God knows what inside those showers, and your feet are in there. Excuse me while I go lose my breakfast.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. This obviously comes from my childhood in Australia. I was so strong in the outback, walking around on bare feet. I could walk around on hot coals. It's just like that.
Okay. Yeah. Wasn't your nanny taking care of you?
Well, I've been known to write a few songs.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.